Welcome to the latest Control Risk podcast. I'm Evan Kaplan, a senior consultant at Control Risks, and today we're focusing on security concerns in Central America. The last month has seen no shortage of international crises. Renewed tensions in Ukraine, fighting in Israel and Palestine, and deteriorating security in Iraq have all filled newspapers around the world with dire headlines. But in the United States, newspapers have been equally preoccupied with the alarming number of unaccompanied children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. The preponderance of these children come from Central America's so-called Northern Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Joining me to talk about these countries is Gavin Strong, Control Risk Central America analyst. Gavin, what can you tell me about the security environment in those three countries? How's it changing?
Well, for a start, in El Salvador, the security environment is very much deteriorating. This year, this has been characterized by a considerable uptick in gang-related violence, which has included shootouts, gangland killings, ambushes of police patrols, and also extortion-related attacks, most notably against public bus companies. This uptick has largely coincided with the irrevocable unraveling of a long-standing gang truce, which new President Salvador Sanchez Cerén said the government would no longer support. Meanwhile, in both Guatemala and Honduras, in fact, government statistics point to a significant fall in reported murders. However, I don't believe this is indicative of an improvement in either of their security environments. Crime levels, including high-impact crimes such as kidnapping, extortion, remain high despite the hardline security policies pursued by both Guatemalan President Otto Pérez Molina and his Honduran counterpart Juan Orlando Hernández. I think the security situation in the Northern Triangle as a whole is unlikely to improve significantly by the end of any of these presidents' terms in office, particularly given the increasing complexity of organized crime dynamics. For example, in Guatemala, Mexican drug cartels have developed a significant presence and growing influence as they seek to establish control over local drug trafficking routes. In Honduras, there are persistent turf wars between street gangs and criminal groups, both local and regional, while international drug trafficking organizations such as Colombian backrooms and also Mexican cartels also have a significant presence. Meanwhile, in El Salvador, the turf war between the country's two preeminent gangs, Mara Salvatrucha and the 18th Street Gang, is likely to intensify as the year draws to a close. These gangs will also attempt to use violence as a means of leveraging concessions from the new government, including a renewed political commitment to the defunct truce.
Gavin, what do all these security concerns mean for foreign companies in the region?
Well, I think the most important point to make is that the threat posed by organized crime in general to foreign businesses, their personnel and assets in the region is limited. The overwhelming majority of victims of crimes such as extortion and kidnap for ransom are local residents and local business owners. Meanwhile, gang and drug-related violence across the Northern Triangle is largely confined to gang members, drug traffickers, and security forces personnel. However, it's certainly the case that bystanders, including people traveling on public transport, face the threat of being incidentally exposed to violence, such as a shootout, particularly in the context of the rising use of military-grade weaponry. And this is especially the case in El Salvador, but also as well San Pedro Sula in Honduras. We maintain the most significant security threat to foreign companies and their personnel in the region is opportunistic street and car crime, including mugging, carjacking, and express kidnapping. And it is certainly incumbent upon companies operating in the region to ensure they implement the requisite security measures to mitigate the threat these crimes pose to their staff and operations.
So, Gavin, the leaders of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador were all in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, just a few blocks from where I'm sitting. They were here to speak about security in their countries. Press reports made it sound like an unproductive meeting with a lot of finger-pointing. So there's no consensus. But what's your thought on the path forward for improving security in these places?
I believe sustainable improvements in the Northern Triangle security environment will not occur until governments in the region comprehensively address the root causes of crime. These include poverty and high levels of unemployment, which are also significantly root causes of migration towards the United States, as well as the widespread availability of firearms and also chronic institutional deficiencies in local judiciaries, local security forces, and penitentiary systems. These latter three are exemplified by pervasive impunity, entrenched official corruption, and high levels of recidivism. Redirecting resources away from heavy investment in fundamentally flawed hardline security policies would be a good starting point. Their fast-growing economy would also help.
Thanks, Gavin. I've been speaking with Gavin Strong. He's Control Risk's Central America analyst. You can read more analysis or sign up for a free trial of our country risk forecast on our website, www.controlrisks.com. I'm Evan Kaplan. Until next time, so long.